News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 7:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live
at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yes.
My God.
Guess who's here? And Bad Bob's back, shaven, shorn, and
Slightly sunburned.
Slightly sunburned. What'd you do all weekend?
Participated with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary during our uptreks up at Antlers, and we trained and certified and generally got out and got lots of sun on a very warm, beautiful day, and the lake is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, it's great. So you went out there and harassed just people out there and that were out there on the boats?
No.
No.
Why would we do that?
Because.
To use your phraseology. Why would I do that?
Because you have a uniform on?
Never mind.
Well, I missed something.
He was out with the Coast Guardies.
I know, but what were you asking? What were you suggesting he do that was incorrect?
They've got uniforms on and they're out there saying, don't drink, don't drink, don't drive crazy. They're saying all these things to people, like, you know, be safe.
And?
I know. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, he can't take it. He can't take it when I say that.
The U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary does not participate in any law enforcement or military activities.
What's that 50 caliber you got mounted on your boat? Was that just for fun?
By the way, there is no Wells Fargo report. Everybody's busy over there helping other customers.
Well, that's great.
Oh, well, their
call was very important. Our call was very important to them, but they were currently busy assisting other customers.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, Bob, I'm sure you guys had a great time. Was that on Whiskey Town?
You got a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That was on
Shasta.
Yeah. Oh, like,
up at Antlers.
How's the level for the lake?
Lake is down far more than we would like to see it at this time of year. We'd really like to see it up around, you know, 10, 20 feet from the top. It's down better than 40 feet. Already some stuff poking out that really we don't want to see happening, you know, 1st of May. So it's going to be a long summer.
They're saying it's dry. They're saying it's dry out there.
Compared to last year.
Yes. Last year we were right up to the top, and this year we're down badly.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Oh boy.
But
all right.
That's the more typical pattern. We've had a great luck in the last 3 years.
Well, and the wonderful, I guess the thing is that what we always want to say is go and use the lake and go out there no matter what, but be careful because be mindful, especially when it's lower because of this, like Bob said, the debris. Weather today, in case you're wondering and you're thinking, it's Monday. I want a day to just go to the lake. This is the perfect time. Sunny today with temperatures around 85. Does it get better than this? 66. Degrees right now if you're tuning in, and tonight mostly clear. Tomorrow can we get a little breezy? We're going to have a couple days of some breezy weather. So it's really nice to be out on the lake when it's clear and it's clean. Again, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 85, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 53. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Well, I have tickets to give away this morning from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. The performances are for 7:30 on May 9th. That's, of course, the Riverfront Playhouse. And it's the Tennessee Williams play. Just love. This is so good. Big Daddy. You like Big Daddy. Give us a call here, 605-456-4567. And we've got two tickets for you to see Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Let's take a break here. You're listening to KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning. 7:12 in the morning, getting ready. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Stop by Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Get that coffee. Get that latte, that cappuccino, that half and half, that black and tan, that Palomino, the Pinto, or the Wild Mustang. That's for the Wild Mustang.
We're getting ready for Rodeo Week, obviously.
Oh, that's right.
Rename your coffee for the week.
Yeah, and then walk next door and get those cowboy cigars sitting out in the best walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's a great place. Tobacco and Brew. All right. Friday night.
Okay, so we always like to revisit what happened for us over the weekend. Love to have you call in and tell us what happened as well. Well, I want to share with you that, I was there opening night for Fiddler on the Roof. Okay, we all know, many of us know Bob Kerlock.
A lot of us wish we didn't.
But Bob Kerlock was profound as Tevye.
Really
and,
good, huh?
Victoria, was amazing as Yenta.
Victoria Graham?
Yes.
Yes.
And, Jana Laird and the whole cast, I just cannot, Jana Laird director, has to get the rights to bring this in. It was the cast, the musicians in the pit. There are 12 players playing live, so they were playing the orchestration of, Fiddler on the Roof and, I said to myself on Friday night, if it never gets any better than this, it was great. run to get your tickets if there's any left. It's wonderful to see a local production that is of such a high caliber. Just wonderful. Really, really honored to have been just in the room with a great feeling that wow. transpired. It was really, yeah. Nobody left at halftime. You know, usually intermission people get up. No. Uh-uh.
Everybody stayed.
Everybody stayed.
Is it because they chained the front doors? No, it's because it was really good. I've heard that from numerous people. It was a great production.
Yeah, it was super great.
So there. Also,
and then Saturday we did a celebrity wine pour at the Market Street Wines. That was, thank you for everybody who came out. This is a fundraiser for the Order of the Purple Heart. Thank you for coming and supporting the Order of the Purple Heart. It was a wonderful afternoon.
Filled the place up.
Great food. Great food and wonderful wines.
Really want to thank Brian and Susie Q and the people down there that, from Market Street Wines because when you say, well, what's it going to be? Because we were selling tickets and all these things, raffle items. What was going to go to the military or the Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter? And by the way, we had four of the Purple Heart recipients there with us. They gave all proceeds, everything, all proceeds, all sales from wine, all sales from beer, everything. And by the way, Wild Card Brewery was there. A young couple have started that brewery and they're going to be on the show. They're really good people and they make some great beer. But everybody that came out to support this and fill that place up, thank you very much. There's so many else things going on this weekend. And you could have always found excuses not to, but people chose to come in there and support.
There was the Gnarly Neon Run. I hear there was like a huge amount of participants. I had girlfriends that ran in that. It was a wonderful fundraiser as well. And I think there was like over 2,000 people that ran in the Gnarly Neon. So at the end, they threw piano. You might have seen that on the front page of the paper on Saturday. So, congratulations to those people as well. A lot of other things. You know what happened on this day in history? Do you care to hear?
What happened this day in history?
Well, Duke Ellington was born.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. At first, it was art. He won a poster design contest and art scholarship, left school, and started a sign painting business. But it was his natural piano playing ability that attracted the young woman. So the young women, so Duke Ellington headed in that direction. It's funny how things happen. He played with Elmer Snowden's band and took over leadership in 1925. They played and stayed in New York's Cotton Club from 27 to 1931, broadcasting shows live on the radio. From then it was tours, recording, and history in the making. Ellington would be one of the founders of the big band Jazz. I had to just tell everybody that.
Oh, no, Duke Ellington.
Today's Sir Duke Day.
Hey, let's take a quick break because we come back. I've got four things I want to talk about that will raise your ire.
You let it rip?
I am because, these are things that we need to talk about. At least you need to know about it. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Dean Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota Tractor, and Land Pride Attachment Dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, Our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Yeah! Welcome back. Carl and Linda Pott. KCNR 1460, 721 in the morning. It's 66 degrees.
Are you ready to roll?
Drones! Back in the air. That question is back in the air. Did you get that? Back in the air? Okay. Sacramento's looking at drones again, and they want to get in front of the scientific power curve, you might say, and make sure the proper restrictions are used on them. But even though they're saying that most of these, well, yes, some would be used for law enforcement. Most others would be used in crops, looking for people, fire danger, checking power lines, you know, blah, blah, blah. It still doesn't mean that they can't have written restrictions on anybody that flies around up there that has the capability of collecting on us. If it's over 300 feet, as we learned the other day, if it's over 300 feet, it belongs to the government anyway, over 300 feet above your house. You own the air up to 300 feet. After that, it belongs to the government. But still, everybody's got a point. ACLU, Tea Party, they got a point. Let's find out what they're doing. Don't give them carte blanche. Is that carte blanche? Carte blanche. Sequestration. You want to know how sequestration hits people? You know how the FAA was going to, you know, all the controllers there. It was going to destroy air travel as we knew it. The first big day of it, I think it only lasted a day. We have friends that flew. He said, there's no problem. We just got on the plane with no delays or anything like that. So what they did is they came up with, they got together and they found money for the controllers. But let's talk about what sequestration does to our country here. This is little things. This is, you know, here's the thing is it takes money away from those. It takes away the ability. And I'm not sure if the president does this or if it just, you know, automatically happens. You're going to get $500 million cut out of the military, Department of Defense. Well, you say, oh, they're so bloated anyway. Well, they're bloated in some cases because Congress and the president won't let them get rid of systems. In this case, the C-5 aircraft. They've been trying to ground these squadrons for years. And now they can't ground them. They won't let them ground them. They won't let them fly them. So now they tow them around. Yes, that's right. They tow them around the air base so their tires don't get too flat. All the air crews are gone, but they've still got these that they're having to spend all this money on. But they won't let them mothball them. Even worse is in Virginia, down at Newport News down there. They've got two destroyers that they've been wanting to put in the mothball fleet for years. And they can't because, why? Your elected representatives won't let them. And I'm spreading this one around. This could be probably Republicans and Democrats. And then, if they don't make a decision here soon, they're both going to have to go into a massive refitting, which is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to refit these two boats that they want to put in the mothball fleet. Now, this is an example of what sequestration does. It takes money that it should be being used for training and training and equipping our troops and it moves it away and takes it away. I mean, it takes away some, you know, your ability to do things. Let's give a couple more examples. Air shows throughout the United States are being canceled because there's not going to be air shows. There's not, you know, this is going to be sequestration. What's that mean? It means the Blue Angels. It means the Thunderbirds and other parts of the that would be going out, other parts of American military flight crews that would be going out to these air shows are not going. And some of the air shows rely on several military type of flyovers and demonstrations to draw the crowd. So they're canceling their air shows. Our air show here is not going to be canceled because we have the Snowbirds, the Canadian Armed Forces jets that are going to be coming over and flying and giving us a big show. And if you remember right, they're pretty good. But they're going to be here. But what isn't coming to Reading? How is sequestration in the military, how does that affect us? Well, it may be kind of small to you. The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is not coming. It's come the last 2 years in a row, and they loved it here. They wanted to come again. Sequestration says, no, we don't have the funds to send you to Reading. Reading even offered, hey, we'll pay their way. And you can't do that. You know, I don't understand why where the president can take all of our tax dollars and fly around in Air Force One for a date in New York or fly down and play golf with Tiger Woods, but they won't accept $600 it takes to put them up in two hotels, you know, once coming up and once going back for everybody. Anyway, sequestration. Those are the things that affect you, the little things. Furloughs for the meat inspectors, so that goes back. I just have a feeling it's just not going to affect the elected representatives. Do you ever get that feeling? Are you tired of 24 hours news and speculation? I mean, really, how much news is there in 24 hours? Is there a constant war going that we're watching, you know, battles waging back and forth? Is there 24 hours of news every day? And is this constant quest to have something lead to so many bad stories? Sandy Hook, two guys in it. Oh, it was the other guy's brother, but they had to say something. The Boston bombers. First, acting alone, heavily armed. Well, maybe they weren't acting alone. And gosh, and, you know, it was conservative Christians. Well, of course not. It wasn't that. It was two brothers that were Muslim terrorists. Oh, but they acted by themselves. Well, maybe not. Now they're saying maybe they're not. Heavily armed. I think they found that they had one pistol that they used to kill the MIT guard. But then I think during the big shootout, he fired four times before he was shot numerous times, and his brother ran over him, the older of the bombers. But what I'm getting at is here. It was unplanned. They had no way of getting out of there. They had no money. They had to rob a gas station to get money. And then they were on their way to New York to blow up some more bombs. So when you go into this, when you're looking at this, 24 hours a day of news all the time, and then you get such bad information. And you know what? You just almost have to say the first things you're hearing for the first week practically, unless there's a photo of an explosion, you may just want to kind of like just kick back because they're going to be changing the story as they rapidly do. Last thing here is something you don't hear about. You hear a lot about the oh my gosh, guns are bad. What have they done? Well, in Philadelphia, Mr. and Mrs. Armour, they're in their 70s, nice couple, run a neighborhood music store. A young man came in there the other day, looked around, walked outside, came back in with a club and attacked Mrs. Abner, a 70-year-old plus woman. Tacks her with a club and starts beating her about the head and shoulders. The husband jumps in to try to defend his wife. He gets beaten by this thug, this very brave 30-year-old thug. Mr. Abner is able to reach a pistol and shoots this guy, thus saving their lives in Philadelphia. They're both still in the hospital. They're going to come out of it okay, though. They're not, you know what? You know, that's a good question, Bob. Are they charging him with something? I don't know. You know, in this kind of world that we live in, it wouldn't surprise me if Mr. Abner would be charged for saving his wife's life and his life because he had a pistol. Was that pistol registered? Was he supposed to have it? But there, my friends, is just another example of how a pistol, a gun, can save lives and protect people because the police would have never been there.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher in early morning trading following better than expected corporate earnings and outlooks. A report showing pending home sales rose 1.5% in March, reversed February's decline, also is pushing markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 50 points. Meanwhile, shares of JetBlue are hitting some turbulence today on news of a downgrade. Bank of America slashed the airline's rating to neutral and cut its price target to $7. B of A says lower fuel prices aren't enough for JetBlue to overcome a tougher yield environment and higher maintenance costs. The banking giant also lowered JetBlue's full-year earnings estimate to 48 cents a share. And Nissan is recalling more than 123,000 Altima sedans for a spare tire defect. Altimas from the 2013 model year that were made between March 21st and March 26th are affected. Nissan blames the issue on a malfunctioning pressure regulator at its Canton, Mississippi plant. Nissan says it has no reports of accidents or injuries related to the defect. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code MOM62. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM62.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Is there music? Is there supposed to be music? Where's the music, Bob?
This is the music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, mama. Okay.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. There's no compassion. There's no compassion here, Bob.
All right, go for it.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours. I really like that about this thing. Maybe you could come up, bring something up.
I made the lyrics up. So.
All right.
Think on your toes. Hurry up.
Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting hot out there.
Thank God
it's
they came.
It's getting hot out there. They will come out and check your air conditioner out. They will service it, put all the juice in it they need to, clean your filters. They even bring filters along
with
them. All
right, so I just recently had them come, and they fixed we have two units. We have an older house, so there's two units. And they came out and found out that we had some Freon that was really low in one, so it's been pumping and pumping. How do I know that? So you bring in the experts. They change the filter. One of them needed oil and a spring and blah, blah, blah. So when they do this maintenance program as well, which is we signed up for that. It's maintenance. Twice a year they'll come out, replace your filters. It's like having your oil changed and all the stuff that needs to be done when you're driving your car. You are using your air conditioner and your heater here in Redding.
And that number is 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. You're not excited about air conditioning. Hey, we have our guest.
It works.
We see Sherry Whitson again. She's
Hi, Sherry. Hi.
Director of Development and Community Relations at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Well, I feel really welcome. I come on and you serenade me.
Well,
it's amazing.
Well, good Monday morning.
Loved.
Well, I spent all weekend long finding that exact music to welcome you
in.
Yes,
you sure did.
And he didn't quite make it. So. Okay. But you're here. It's the first annual Night to the Rescue, bringing hope to the streets.
I'm loving it. Yeah, it's a great event, and we want to invite everybody to participate. And Night to the Rescue has been done by other rescue missions across the nation, and basically it's where you spend one night out to stand up for homelessness. And I'm staying out. I'm going to really enjoy this experience, and it's also a fundraiser for the Good News Rescue Mission. Last year we provided 71,000 safe nights of shelter. And how do you pay for that? And so we do fundraisers, and we have community members that support us as well, but we do not take any government funding. So this is a way of gaining support.
Sherry, what is a typical evening, one night, if somebody comes in and they need shelter for, do you have it broken down per person per night?
On average, it's about $5.16 for the night of shelter, but we provide a variety of other services as well. But for purposes, hey, sponsor one night of shelter, or 10 or 20 or 100 nights,
well,
we
night,
base it upon that.
One night's $5. Well, $5 is 16 cents. You can do that. 20 nights of safe shelter is $103. So that provides 20 nights of shelter there that people are walking in our door here. Anyway.
Oh, it's my friend Karen. She's one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
She can come in.
Who's sneaking in? She's looking at Karen away. We're like, okay.
You may not want to do that too often. I am armed. Anyway. Okay, let's get back. Let's get back to what we're doing. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
At the break, we'll move
so
around.
This is
we get
real.
Your place to sit here.
We roll live.
So you
here.
You all are together, right? And so I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't double book this. Okay.
Karen's having a team out there.
Cool.
We got people together who was going to put teams on, and it's they go out in the community, they get sponsors, they do fundraisers. In fact, my team, it's going to be amazing. But we even have an auction going on right now on eBay. Just go NTR Hope Team, and you'll pull up the coolest prizes, bid on them, and all of it goes towards the Good News Rescue Mission and my team's goal.
And so when you say that the Karen has a team out there, what do you say? What is out there again?
Fundraising, doing fundraising efforts to get ready for Night to the Rescue. So on Night to the Rescue, all it takes is three people to put together a team, and you show up to the event. You're not allowed any tents, and you're not allowed the double-decker blow-up mattress out there to sleep on, and you stay out. And for you staying out all night, you do fundraising ahead of time by putting on little fundraisers, or also by getting sponsors for such as 100 Nights of Shelter, if you want it, or 50 nights, 20 nights, or whatever. And then all that money goes to the Good News Rescue Mission, and but we get to set up our own camp out there and do all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be coming back and talking with Sherry and Karen. Let's talk more about the event. That's the circle of the calendar. We could talk all about what it's about, but if we're really trying to get them into the event, find out what the event is about, let's talk more about that when we get back. Okay, Sherry?
Sounds great.
All right, KCNR 1460.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85106.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take it advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff's departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460, currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios.
This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit the gang down at Redding Crown Motors. They take care of Redding, not only Redding, but the North State. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the surrounding areas. If you want a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, this is the place to go to. They're going to make a deal for you. Not only that, their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Have I convinced you, young lady?
Did my husband tell you to talk to me? He's wanting a new truck.
I tell you what.
He's looking right at me.
Seriously, the Dodge Rams are the 2013 truck of the year. And wow. I've had Dodge Rams, and they are superb. So go on out and buy him one today.
Okay. He paid you. I know he did.
Well, we're here with Sherry Whitson, who's Director of Development and Community Relationships with Good News Rescue Music Mission. We did some great music. Good News Rescue Mission, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here.
And Karen Hoyt from Shasta Regional as well.
Good morning.
And I know you're here to support because you are supporting the event with a team.
Yes, we are. We've got a great team at Shasta Regional Medical Center that's going to be out there at Take Back the Night, the 4th and the 5th of May. And we are very excited. And Sherry has so many great details about it. Night to the Rescue.
Well, there's so many events we were talking about.
But there was just Take Back the Night.
I know.
And I know everybody's
and
you know, involved in that.
And we were a supporter of that as well.
Right.
Some
so,
people out there.
Yeah, Night to the Rescue. It's going to be out at Simpson University. It's going to be this weekend, the 4th and 5th. And you've got a team.
Yes.
And so how many people on your team?
Right now I've got about 10 people, and I've been on vacation, so I'm sure when I get back we've got a whole lot more folks that are going to be involved and just excited to really see what it's like, what they put together. I mean, Good News Rescue Mission is such an amazing organization for our community, and they've got a great little challenge and course you can go through. Some of the things that Sherry was telling me about, like an obstacle course. Okay, you've got a check, but you don't have any ID. How do you cash your check? I mean, the things that we don't understand that homeless people go through that, you know, for me, you know, giving them more empathy, understanding where, you know, why they, the struggles that they have. I know that Sherry can probably elaborate on more of the other things in the obstacle course, but I just think it's a great opportunity for us that are more privileged to understand what it's like to actually have to go through that. So many people, obviously homeless, it's maybe not a choice. It's a, you know, mental illness or something like that. So,
or a condition, something that's happened in their life. They've lost
everything.
Things and,
well,
yep.
Does that mean if we come out with a check, you won't take it out there on Saturday?
Oh, no, you can make donations out there that day on Saturday.
But I can't cash checks there. I have no address.
Yeah, they'll take your check. No problem.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
But you can't cash it. We won't give you any money.
So again, give us an idea of Night to the Rescue.
Well, if you were to show up there at the event, you're going to see team camps that they've assembled out there, and they can only use certain materials to assemble their camps to sleep out at. And that's going to be really interesting. Like, my team's going all camo. We're decking things out, and each team might have a little fundraising activity going on. We'll be arresting people and putting them in a dog pound, and they can bail themselves out. And then there is a homeless trek. And Karen mentioned that a little bit. It takes about an hour to go through this. And you go through some of the obstacles that somebody who's homeless goes through and faces every single day. How do you navigate a bus route? I haven't done that in years. If I really needed to make it to this appointment, how do you make all those arrangements if you have an interview at 10 o'clock and you're clear across town?
Our bus system does not support that. I can tell you that right now. I can't ride from my house to here and get here in less than an hour, and I could walk here in 10 minutes. So,
right.
You know, one of the major things we have here anyway is, you know, people complaining about the bus.
Well, we're getting off the track when it comes to, like,
the
things that you can
about
teach
how
them.
To think, yeah, yeah. How to do there. But what other things are there?
Just think about interview clothes. What do you do about that? How do you
That's
handle an interview? Many of our people as well, you know, lack literacy skills. And so how do you fill out a job application? How do you get a follow-up with that job application? What address do you put down for a job application? How are they going to reach you? Think about that for a job, but even what if you went into a doctor and they found out that your pathology report came back positive and they have no way of finding you and tracking you down and letting you know these results of your report, and then you continue on without needed medical care. This is everyday reality for our friends and neighbors who find themselves homeless. And so as you go through that, we begin to stop and think the obstacles that they face on a daily basis, washing your clothes, changing your socks. Would you go 3-4 days with the same pair of socks? Many of our friends and neighbors do.
So with the Good News Rescue Mission, what would you say when the people, when our community members have gotten to a point where they have to go to the mission. It's a place that you can find shelter and kindness and warmth. And they're in between, what are the percentages, would you say, of those who really want to get back into the workforce, who really want to get back into the life that perhaps they once lost?
You know, I don't know if I have an exact percentage because there's a lot of factors at play in there. I find individuals are, many are willing to participate in our programs. You've heard about our 30-day in, 30-day out policy. But what people don't realize is that is only if they don't want to partner and do anything to change their circumstances. If they enroll in our money savings program, so maybe they have disability coming in or they have another source of income, we help them save their money to get back into housing, permanent housing. Or we have a full job search program available to assist them in looking for work. We have an academic center and job placement center on site. And we have several people enroll in those programs, one or two of those programs, but then we have 40% of our population that has a diagnosis of mental illness. And so they're in a wait period just to try to get permanent disability, or they just don't have the capacity to navigate for a new job or to do those things.
Most of the chronic homeless are, don't they have psychological problems or drug and alcohol problems?
Well, we know that, as I mentioned, that about 40% are on prescribed medications because at the mission, we ask that all meds be turned into us and then we administer, you know, have med call time just for safety purposes, over medication, under medication, all those things. And so that's how we're able to know. And then by intake process, but no, not, it's, a lot of people think 100%, 90% of them have mental illness or drug or alcohol
issues. I don't believe that. I'm just saying is that, but I'm talking about the chronic homeless. Usually have that kind of problem.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them do.
Which means there's still a lot of people you can help out there to get them through these stages, to, you know, on how to cash checks or how, you know, what kind of address can you use? Is there a permanent address they can use? The Good News Rescue Mission. So if they, you know, if they say that and they leave their name and all that, are these things that, that you all provide?
Yeah, we provide all those services. And that's the great thing about the homeless trek is not only do you show them the obstacles, but at the end you see how the Good News Rescue Mission is meeting all those barriers. And we also will have transportation to give tours of the mission so our community can really see what's happening. Because you hear things all the time out there. You know, when you see somebody on the street, they'll make comments about the Good News Rescue Mission. And it's not necessarily true. And I think information is power, and that's the way that you could really help people is to know the truth. What is it that the Good News Rescue Mission absolutely does? Well, come by and check it out. But the Night to the Rescue event is just, I think, to build compassion and awareness.
Okay. Right. All right, you got to take a quick break here. We're talking with the Good News Rescue Mission and Sherry Whitson and Karen Hoyt, who is one of the team members here that's helping to make this a success.
Woo-hoo!
We come back. I've talked to Sherry just a second. I just want to talk for a second about AB 5, the Homeless Bill of Rights, when we come back. And because we're going to talk about this on a later date when Cesar comes back and we have a kind of a long discussion on this about the impact it could have on not only the cities but the homeless and community organizations like you. We'll be right back. Carl on the bot.
Thank you.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:56 in the morning.
Have you lost your toenails from running? We were talking about this before. I don't know. I did one time from skiing, so that was just another subject, but I'm just curious. You know, you guys call in the morning with some interesting things. So, KCNR 1460, currently 67 degrees is going to be today. It's going to be sunny with temperatures around 85, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 53. Looks like we got a breezy day tomorrow around 52 and mostly clear tomorrow night with around 55. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. That was gross.
I was just showing you. I was showing you my toes.
You want me to sit there and put my fingers on your feet while I'm doing the weather?
You didn't have to. I was going to rub them in front of your face. Yeah, I can do that.
You can't lift your feet that high. I could. Meh. All right.
See,
wow.
I just did it.
Well, he's
okay,
going to show off because there's two cute girls in the room.
I'd like to get back to work now. I'm here with Cher Whitson, who is the Director of Development and Community Relations for Good News Rescue Mission. And, of course, Karen Hoyt, the representative from Shasta Regional Medical Center, you guys are always backing great things.
Well, we love to support our community. We support the community that supports our hospitals, so we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Great. I'm going to ask you a quick question about AB5. AB5, of course, is that assembly bill. It's called the Homeless Bill of Rights. It's out of committee, and it's going in front of the whole assembly. This has so many things to it. You know, but essentially can't move homeless from camps. You've got to provide 24 hours a day, bathing facilities and toilets, goes into barracks or goes into housing you have to do. But the big thing is they can, if you're homeless, you can sleep anywhere you want without being rousted. You can park your cars and RVs and everything and, as long as it's on public property, I should say it's all on public property. Have y'all had a chance to take a look at this and say, what kind of impact will this have on Good News Rescue Mission and our community?
Yes, we've begun to look at it a little, and we're continuing the discussions about this. I can tell you just by planning Night to the Rescue, where we're going to have people camp out there, we've already pre-planned for dumpsters to be there to clean up all of that because it's going to create a tremendous amount of debris and mess.
Tons.
And then we also set up rules like no glass containers, things like that. And so just for that standpoint and safety issues, I was down in L.A. not too long ago, and we had a guy sleeping right next to the overpass.
Right.
very dangerous.
Well, I know that you and that you're gonna we're gonna have you back on again when after y'all give some more thought to this about, because this is what you do. You help the homeless. With something like this, what kind of impact will it have on you and the and what you think? Just, you know, your thoughts. And I mean, you're the ones that you're down there every day. A lot of us can just talk about it, but you see it every day if you don't mind coming back.
We would love to come back and talk more.
And remember, it's this weekend. It's at Simpson, and you can just give Good News Rescue Mission a phone call and talk about how signing up. We're going to sign up.
Yay, entertainment, fun. It'll be great.
Okay. Night to the rescue this weekend. I'm going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, join us for our next hour.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He calls himself a patriot, but he did he try to poison the president? A Mississippi man accused of sending laced letters to Washington goes to court today. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Now, Dave, this is James Everett Dushky's first court appearance. He will be in federal court on charges. He's the man who sent letters laced with ricin to President Obama and others. He was arrested over the weekend, ending about a week's worth of confusion after the man first arrested by feds for the letters was released. Paul Kevin Curtis says Dushky must have framed him. Dushky and Curtis are said to have been engaged in a long-time neighborhood feud. Whoever winds up convicted of sending these poison letters would be facing life in prison, Dave.
Evan, they have fingerprints and DNA, but so far no suspect in the murder of an 8-year-old girl in Valley Springs, California. So people there are told to lock their doors and watch their backyards.
We're searching, extensively into attics and storage sheds.
Calaveras County Sheriff's Captain Jim Macedo. The girl was found stabbed to death in her home Saturday by her older brother, a student. Pulled out a gun in class this morning at a private high school near Cincinnati, Ohio, and then shot himself, scaring his classmates.
I thought nothing like this would ever happen. It's pretty crazy that I actually did. Never safe.
The student was taken to a hospital. No word on his condition. Kids finally went back to a high school in Brooklyn today that finally reopened exactly 6 months after Hurricane Sandy damaged it and tens of thousands of homes in the Northeast. It has been a slow recovery on the Jersey Shore.
You saw it at the worst of times. Now you're going to start seeing some of the better times.
At Seaside Heights Mayor Bill Akers, federal approval is expected today for New Jersey's plan to spend $1.8 billion in federal grants to rebuild. He won a Heisman Trophy in college, but Tim Tebow did not work out in New York. The Jets released Tebow after just one season after he arrived in a trade to the Jets from the Denver Broncos. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
We're still awaiting a key Supreme Court decision in an affirmative action case coming out of the University of Texas by a white plaintiff who claims reverse discrimination. The court did rule on two other cases today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The states can limit public records requests to only residents of that state. The Supreme Court siding with Virginia in a challenge to the Commonwealth's Freedom of Information Act from men from California and Rhode Island. The law grants citizens the right to access documents from elected and public officials, but in a unanimous opinion, the court rules states do not have to provide that information to people living outside the state. Separately, The court has denied a Louisiana inmate's challenge. The defendant claims Louisiana delayed his death row case due to lack of funding, a premise a sharply divided court rules is not true. Dave.
Jared, there are no air traffic controllers forced to stay home today, so there's no buildup of related flight delays like last week, since Congress has given the FAA a way to end the sequester-related controversy.
Although the actual piece of paper, the legislation that puts them back into towers across America, has these typos on it, so President Obama won't sign it. He still hasn't signed it. He's expected to maybe sign it sometime today.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Later today, the president will nominate Charlotte's mayor as the next transportation secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Anthony Fox would replace Ray LaHood. On Wall Street, the Dow up 65 points. An Albuquerque man accused of attacking a Sunday mass woke up behind bars Monday morning. Lawrence Kempner has been charged with aggravated battery, accused of stabbing the choir director at a Catholic church, a flute player, and two others who were hospitalized. Other churchgoers tackled him and held him for police. A thief begs for mercy at a Baptist church in Georgia that he stole from.
I'm sorry for hurting you and stealing from you. And will you please forgive me?
And they did, giving Kevin Harris a standing ovation. Harris spent 3 months in jail for stealing thousands of dollars last year. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 8:05 in the morning, it's 67 degrees out there. We'll get to the weather in a second, but first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Chris Lasondak, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in positive territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 66 points at 14,778. The S&P 500 adding 8 points at 1591, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 26 points at 3306. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 156 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America is up a penny at $12.43, JCPenney adding 21 cents at $17.21, General Electric down 6 cents at $22.15, and Pfizer's up 41 cents at $30.50. Of local interest, Safeway down 33 cents at $22.98, Home Depot's up 27 cents at $73.62, and Harley-Davidson up 36 cents at $54.40. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.65%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.21. Oil's up 96 cents a barrel at $93.96. And precious metals are higher with gold up $10 an ounce at $14.72.50, while silver's adding 40 cents at $24.38 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05.
Things are flying over there. Definitely flying over there. Yeah, I just interrupted you. Go ahead.
And you can give them a call at 530-243-7561 or drop by and see them on Park Marina Drive. But the way the Wall Street is, it's just volatile like this.
Right.
Unless you follow this and you know what you're doing, why even get into that? So you need to talk to people like Chris Lasondak and the other people down at our Wells Fargo advisors. In fact,
they're super busy over there right now.
Susan,
they're going to be calling back again at 9, again this morning at 9. You'll hear updates. So if you are in the volatile market, watching everything going on, and want to know from the experts again, give them a call. What? You know what?
Susan
Eastman's
going to be on the show Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Susan Eastman, one of the Wells Fargo people.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth is telling us about what's happening with meetings tonight. Elizabeth, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, great.
Good.
We're having a Monday.
We're locked in conflict right now on who's controlling the, who's controlling the microphone. I know you and Aaron never have that problem.
Never. Never. We never have a power of the wills over who's going to talk first. Well, I'm calling to let everybody know what we are doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church, and we are going to be talking about Agenda 21, regionalism, stack and pack housing, and government overreach in our towns and communities across the country. We are going to be speaking with Debbie Bacigalupi, and if you can say that three times fast, you get a prize. Debbie is an extraordinary person, ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in the Bay Area in the past election. She studied her MBA at Notre Dame University, and she has parents that live up in Siskiyou County who have a ranch, and so she knows firsthand about what has happened with private property rights in some of our state and federal agencies. So she's extremely involved in all of the topics that I mentioned, very knowledgeable. She actually made a trip to Rio de Janeiro to the Agenda 21st, to an Agenda 21. They have a conference every 10 years, and she actually made it to that conference in Rio de Janeiro. So nobody knows it like Debbie does, and she's going to be here speaking tonight.
Well, that sounds interesting. Sounds like somebody to listen to.
Again, time and place.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneville Road, Destiny Fellowship Church.
As usual, you all come through with a great speaker.
You know, we do. I have to say, we have speakers every Monday night and every Sunday morning.
You got national level groups,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
And I was listening to the Sunday that you guys
are
rocking there.
No matter where you live.
All right. Hey, okay. Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You bet.
Bye.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest today, we have armed people in the house. We're not talking just Bob and Linda. We've got the California Highway Patrol here. And when we get back, we're going to talk with our area captain, Jerry Flavin, and his officer who does the publicity in the media for, or handles the media for the California Highway Patrol, Mark Redding. And he's not making that up. That's his name, Mark Redding. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 70 degrees out there, 8:14 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Looks like my computer, as it always does at this time, just went to sleep. Anyway, our guest today, the Redding area, California Highway Patrol with Captain Jerry Flavin and...
Good morning, Jerry.
Officer Mark Redding. Good morning.
Officer Flavin.
No, Captain.
Captain.
Officer Flavin Mark Redding.
And Officer Redding. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
you got it.
Thank you. I've just got it now. Well, we have to make sure that we say the correct titles. You work hard to become a captain.
I think we're here to mediate between you guys.
No,
is that what
it feels like it this morning. Just, no, we're just full. We're just feisty.
Just put the snap ties on my wrist right now and let her beat me a little bit. Okay. Anyway, Jerry, you've been on before, but it's been a while, and now we have a new media guy here. Or at least that's not your primary duties, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, so Kurt used to be here, and then I think mm-hmm. there was somebody after Kurt, so you're like, and we only saw him like once, so we hope to have a better relationship here with the Highway Patrol here. What's the latest with y'all? What's going on with the, can you give us like an overall of the Highway Patrol up here in our area?
Well, I can give you an overall for the year of 2013. We're doing better with fatality accidents. We're down quite a bit with that. We're down with DUI accidents and injury accidents by like 63%. So overall, people are driving the way they should be driving. I think the calm, mild winter had something to do with that. But overall, we're pretty fortunate with the way things are going. A little unhappy is last weekend we had, I think, 10 DUI arrests. So.
Wow.
People are not getting the message. I don't understand that. But,
was there a celebration or something in town that happened last week? And you mean over this last weekend? Today's Monday.
Yes.
So there was what we called the wine walk. Yeah. There was the wine walk.
Yeah.
I wonder if it had anything to do with that.
I kind of get a feeling the wine walk people aren't the ones that you're going to have to worry about.
I'm just curious.
So much.
What the big part, there was a lot of partying going on, but I was wondering specifically, like, do you get that more over the 4th of July when there's been an outside event? People don't realize after they've had too many beers, and the weather starts to hit that people aren't really, they're consuming differently.
Yeah, you get that somewhat, but a lot of times there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the weather's really nice and people go and they're not paying attention, and they're not designating drivers, and our officers pick them up.
Well, we were pouring a lot for these three ladies, because we were celebrity bartenders for a fundraiser for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. We were pouring a lot for these three ladies, and I said, are you all going to be okay? And they go, every one of them points to the right, and the guy at the end is drinking water. I said, you're going to have a great time.
Okay.
He goes, yeah,
but
I'm really looking.
Walking.
No, they were getting ready to drive to someplace.
Okay.
But he was a designated driver.
Okay.
So I didn't feel remiss about pouring another beer for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no excuse for it.
No.
Just grab somebody that, doesn't drink and bring them along.
Or you know what? There's cabs. There's numbers. I know in every one of the bars, there's cab numbers that said, if you've got a problem, we'll call them for you here, you know, and I've, Yellow Cab, friends of ours, you know, that he says he'll park out there across from one of the, you know, on your row here where you've got, Jack's, Johnny's, Shameless O'Leary's and Bombay's. I mean, and he said he'll park there and he'll watch people walk past him that he knows shouldn't be driving and get into a car. But then most of them don't make it too far down the road before somebody notices them.
Is 10 a high number for a weekend, arrest here in the North State?
It is for this early in the year, I think. And, it's just was kind of odd because as we were saying, there wasn't anything going on. It wasn't cool April nights. Everybody behaved themselves during cool April nights.
So there wasn't like you couldn't say it's a trend. You couldn't say that, you know, people are in a certain area or there was, you can't, so you could understand it under cool April nights, but after that.
Yeah, no, it was all across the board.
Wow. Now, do you, is this a major factor that you tell your officers to be looking for this all the time? Is there, what's the indicator for an officer when he sees, if he suspects somebody is drunk driving?
Well, they have to establish a reason to stop the vehicle.
Right.
So they're looking for whatever doesn't fit the norm. It may be weaving, maybe a lot of things. They're looking for a lot of factors, and they make a lot of stops, and a lot of times it's not even drinking and driving. It could be that people are tired, or they're not paying attention, or our personal favorite right now, they're on the cell phone or texting. Mm. So you've seen those where they go all the way onto the shoulder, and they're got their head down looking at.
I can't believe people text while they're driving.
Oh,
I still haven't figured this one out. Cell phone, yeah, I can understand that. But texting.
How would you say, what would be the number ish on the, just ladies and gentlemen, listen to this number ish on, pulling people over recently in the last, say, 30 days for texting? For cell phone usage.
Well, it's hard to tell because April was distracted driver month.
Right.
So, I think we pulled over something like, 40 or 50 and left them with something to remember us by.
Well, I know they park right there. The motorcycle policeman parked across the street from us, and he sits there for like a minute before somebody goes by, and he goes right back, and he's going out because the people are on the phone or something like this.
Well, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk to, Officer Redding, who is, you have lots of stuff to share with us about what's happening with the Highway Patrol, right?
Sure.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReddingUtilities.com. That's ReddingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, one way or another. It's Monday. Don't talk on your cell phone or they're going to get you. I just cracked myself up. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. You know, if you really need to have your granite tops done, I'll tell you what, a place to go where you can trust, Mike Huber and his guys. We gave him the key. We left town for 5 days, came back, and I had brand new kitchen countertops. Let me tell you that, that was a nice feeling to know. It was beautifully executed, and I'm extremely happy with it. So give them a call at 241-7866. And fire pit seasons happen, too, if you want a beautiful granite fire pit. Well, our guest this morning is the – wow, we have Captain Flavin and Officer Redding. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us some of the programs that are happening now in 2013, Officer Redding.
We're working towards educating the younger drivers, new drivers in the 15-and-a-half-year age where they're getting their permits up through 18, 19, the basically new drivers. We have a program called Start Smart.
Start Smart?
Yes. We're trying to do one of those a month. And it's with the new drivers and their parents. They come in, we put on a little show for them. Try to get them aware of the problems that are facing new drivers in experience being a big issue with them. Present them. It's about a two-hour course. Try to make them aware of things, get them to think a little bit. They need to be aware that traffic collisions are the biggest killer of teenagers in the United States. So we hit on the collision factors. Drinking, driving, obviously, is still a big one. Texting, you know, teenagers are all about their cell phones and texting nowadays, and that's a big issue for everybody.
So where do you drive smart? Where do you or start smart? Where do you teach that class?
We've been holding a class at our division office up off of Sonoma Street.
Okay. And does one just go on to the website to find out? I mean, if I had a kid that was driving right now, I'd definitely have them take this course.
Yes, I generally have people call me. We have limited seating available there.
But now that you're doing it monthly, it's a better chance of knowing that you're going to get in. If you're say if your kid is really just learning to, or are you just starting to think about, well, my kid's going to be driving in next year, so if you can get in early to take the course.
Not too early. We usually like them right about the time they get their permit or first get their license.
So which is 15.
15 and a half.
So are you seeing the same in our day? It would be like you're 15, you get your driver's permit. As soon as you turn 15, that's it. Are you seeing kids that are starting to take a longer period of time? Parents are making them stay back a little bit and not really get their driver's permit till they're older and or getting a license until they're older? Or is it basically the same as it was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s and 2000?
I don't know that there's been any actual studies done on it, but my experience has been there, a lot of kids are waiting until they're a little bit older. If they go in and get their license at 18, they can get around that graduated driver's licensing. But that will probably change at some point. And basically that's where the new driver can't have a passenger or drive between the hours of 11 and 5. And at 18, they don't have those restrictions. So if they wait till they're 18 to get their license, they avoid that.
Well, see, I guess I'm just not really aware of the fact that there is a rule, under 18, there are certain times you can drive only?
The first year of your license is the provisional license. You can get your permit at 15 and a half, and they have to do 50 hours of driving time with their parents and that. At 16, they can get their license, but it's a restricted provisional license. And in that time, they can't drive with a passenger under the age of 20 unless they have a licensed driver, a California licensed driver, over the age of 25. And also that nighttime restriction.
And see, this is where you get them. Because when riding around with the police, they pulled this car over with four kids in it. And they were out on a date. And I think he was 16. He had his girlfriend and two others in there. And none of them were 18 yet. But they had his driver's license. Well, pulled him over, called their parents, because they weren't going to go anywhere from there. I think that's the way you handle it. At least that's the way they did it that night, was you're not going to drive because you don't. And I think they probably gave him a ticket, but I'm not sure. But that's a, you know what, we didn't have those restrictions when I was growing up here. Yeah. In the that you couldn't, once you got your driver's license, I mean, you were on your own.
When you think about the power of a car, the power of that It's a machine, a killer machine that you're driving around. If you look at it that way, that, you know, one, if you're not paying attention and that just all it takes is you to nip a car that, or a person that can just lead to death. I'm glad you're doing these programs. When we come back, let's talk some more about, to Officer Redding about some of the upcoming programs happening in 2013, because we definitely want to know about them. Perhaps there's some new ones that are implemented that we can, tell our listeners so they can sign up.
When you talked about the,
From there on out,
every year? Or?
Well, every time they need to renew their license.
Okay, so every 5 years or 4 years,
I believe
whatever
it's
that
five,
is.
Yes.
5 years? Okay. Are you finding that a problem out there on the freeways? Elderly drivers?
No, not so much. The elderly drivers, you know, I think the myth is that they're worse drivers than mm-hmm. other drivers, and we haven't found that. There comes a point where you've just got to take the driver's license away from them, and we hope that the family does that rather than us do it. But at some point,
if they're just because they're older doesn't mean they're worse drivers.
No, not necessarily.
All right, so let's take our break now. We'll come back. I'm going to question. Move over from the fast lane to the slow lane. If you're going slow, you're going to get a ticket, buddy. KCNR 1460.
Good.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giangrasso. He says he had nothing to do with sending poison-laced letters. Today, that Mississippi man will appear in court.
James Everett Dutschke will be answering to charges it was he who sent ricin-laced letters to President Obama and others. Federal agents arrested him over the weekend after a week of realizing the man they first arrested might not be the guy, but a person Dutschke had been feuding with.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. President Obama will nominate Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox to be his next Secretary of Transportation, thanking the city that launched his re-election bid when it hosted last summer's Democratic convention. Fox is also the first African-American cabinet nominee of the president's second term.
But he doesn't get a lot of transportation experience. Fox's background is in law and politics. But the White House points out that as mayor, he did preside over some transportation projects.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Hi, Linda Bott here.
Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Box.
Monday.
KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. Our guest, our California Highway Patrol, Captain Jerry Flavin, and Officer Mark Redding. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, and discounts for military or veterans. Man's last stronghold. I'm sure that the Highway Patrol hangs out there, too, and gets their haircut. I think, Mark, in your case, they I don't know if there's a discount, but they do say something. They may even charge more because it's a hunting fee. Now that you've shaved your head like that. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Now, before we get into the really, things like that people need to know about, like educational programs and all that, we talked about in a break about peeves that you have. And Captain, you head up this whole area up here, or the Redding area. What's your peeve that when you're driving down the road in your patrol car, see something?
We were talking about this, and I just, my absolute total pet peeve is when I'm following a car and I see a lit cigarette flicking out of the car. You know, they put ashtrays in these cars for a reason, and, with all the dry grass it just drives me crazy.
Is that an automatic lights come on?
If I'm in a patrol car, yep. I have always stopped for that.
Good all for right. you.
And more often than not, they get cited for it.
Oh, good. I mean, good how can you talk your you. Way out of that one? I mean, yeah, I just threw that cigarette out into the grass. We have fires all along 5 that we see all the time because of that. And Mark Redding, Officer Mark Redding, you have one. Do you have one?
Sure.
And yours is?
slower traffic in the left lane has always been an issue. It impedes traffic. If you're out in the freeway and you want to get in the left lane, you should at least be doing the speed limit. Generally, the courtesy rule is to stay to the right except when passing. Doesn't always happen that way. A lot of people feel more comfortable out in left lanes or whatever, but they should be at least going the minimum speed limit or the maximum speed limit if it's safe to do so.
Yeah, and so when you get people over there, then it's a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, and they're doing 60, and everybody's having to go around them, which isn't, safe. So if you see that one, do you have a tendency to pull them over? Or?
I will, as soon as somebody passes them on the right. I believe the section states that if you're lower than the maximum speed limit, somebody passes you on the right, then you're impeding traffic.
Okay.
Now, before we took a break, we were talking about programs. You do have a program for seniors. I mean, do the kids of the seniors bring them in? Or do the seniors say, I need to take a program to make sure I'm still driving okay? How does that happen?
A lot of it's put on by senior groups. They'll call us up and say, we've got a group of, retirees or senior citizens. Can you come and talk to us for a while? And we're going to talk to them, basically get it. To talk to them about the things that affect senior drivers, kind of put in their mind that they're the ones that need to make the decision of when it's time to hang up the keys. It doesn't affect everybody that way. Aging doesn't, but some people it does, and they'll need to quit driving at some point, and that's a decision they'll have to make. Nobody else can make it for them.
My dad picked me up at the airport one time, and we're driving down the road, and he says, "Let me know when you see our exit." And I'm looking at him, I said, "Well, can't you see it?" He goes, "No." And I'm like, "How about if I drive home, Dad?" And, right after that, he had cataract surgery and he saw perfectly. And I thought, how long has he been driving around like that? I mean, that he was having problems seeing these big signs. And then, the big thing for his life, he was on oxygen and all this, and he walked back in and he got his, driver's license renewed. And he never drove again, of course, but he had it renewed. It meant independence to him. The ability to do that, even if he knew he probably wasn't ever going to drive again. And he shouldn't have driven again after that. But anyway, funding. I know that things have been tight over the last couple of years. Has funding opened up a little bit for the Highway Patrol?
No, not necessarily. We're still expected to be very frugal with what we get, and things haven't really loosened up much. We're running our cars a lot longer than we used to, and it takes a little more to get replacements for things. So, you know, the governor had a bunch of executive orders, and those stayed in place even after those tax initiative passed. So, for us at least, we're doing as much as we can to save a buck, and so far so good. The programs that Mark is talking about, a lot of them are grant funded. Some of them are funded from other entities. You know, we have volunteer programs in our office. We've got the senior volunteers who help us out to do things that we can't do because of whatever reason. So we've got 18 senior volunteers that work around the office, and then we've got an Explorer post. So I haven't really seen a change. You know, the coffers haven't opened up, and we're seeing all this money flowing into the operation. Come by my office someday. It's not a palace.
Bring my own chair.
Yes, please.
I mean, you know, we have to take a break. When we come back, you know, I-5 up here has been known as a drug highway. I mean, maybe you all don't, but maybe you don't think of it that way, but it's been characterized as a drug highway, but also of moving people back and forth down the highway because of the
trafficking
in people. I'd like to get your take on this when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. We have the Captain Jerry Flavin, who heads up the Redding area for the Highway Patrol, and and Officer Mark Redding. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rock.
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me Joe Radola a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021. Or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Yeah, welcome back. Carlo in the Bot, KCNR 1460. 70 degrees out there, 8:44 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. An in-store deli, Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. And the North State's nutrition experts are right there at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in Redding. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Our friends down at Orchard Nutrition have always great stuff down there. In fact, we have to make a run today and pick up our supply. They're pushing that healthy stuff on us. Hey, our guests are the Redding area, I guess you're the Redding area commander for the Highway Patrol.
Yes.
Captain Jerry Flavin. And Officer Mark Redding, who is their, I hate to use the word publicity, but so you would be the media contact or the public affairs officer?
Public information officer.
Okay, public information officer. That's kind of an Army thing as opposed to PAO, which is a Marine Corps thing. You're driving down the road. It's at midnight. You pull over an SUV. There's four guys in it when you're walking up. And I know both of you have done this probably 1,000 times. What are you thinking when you get out of your car? What's the first thing when you pull them over? What's the first thing you do?
Well, you're always concerned with officer safety, of course.
Right.
And usually, I shouldn't say usually, our department's policy, we're doubled up at that time of night. So there's going to be two officers in the car.
Oh, is there? Okay, yeah. So after a certain time, there's always going to be two officers.
Yeah, that's we're a little different from other departments in that way.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, we cover some vast stretches and sometimes.
Well, you're out there and there's nobody out there.
Exactly. So we've got a backup with us usually at that time of night. But I'm sure you want to look at the car, try to illuminate the car, or see what's going on inside. It's nice if you have some of these people that have been indoctrinated, I guess, that know to keep your hands up on the steering wheel so they're in plain view.
So if I get pulled over at night, it won't automatically make me look guiltier if I put my hands up on the wheel or something like that so you can see it?
No, you stop a lot of people come from Los Angeles area, and I hate to say it, but LAPD has trained them to do that. They know keep your hands up where we can see them.
That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've run the plates already? You put down in the plates to see what they are or not if
depends.
We get up there?
Oh, it depends. Okay. We don't generally run every plate. Usually at that time of night, they should be running every plate, letting dispatch know that they're on a stop.
And you go on up and you approach the approach. Now you have four people in this. Now you do have a backup, but you have four people in the car. So is there any special thing you do besides just be very watchful and all that?
Well, you've got to be watchful. You got to just kind of slow down as you go by the passenger compartment, look inside to make sure nobody's holding any weapons or anything. But you need to come up and contact the driver. So we usually come up on the right side of the vehicle.
Do you assume there's going to be a problem every time when you pull somebody over?
Yeah, if you're smart, you're cautious until you know who's in that car.
So you always have to be on alert.
Yeah, yes. And our officers are trained to look for that. The first thing they look for when they're walking out, stepping out of the car is traffic. We lose a lot of officers from passing traffic. So there's a lot of things that the officers are taking in as they're making that approach. And, they're looking for the safety of the motorists that we just stopped. There's just a ton of things that they're doing at the same time. So we spend a lot of time training our officers what they should be doing, what time and practice has shown us is the best way to handle a traffic stop, and we drill it into them.
Well, you know, that is a to me, that's probably one we were talking about it in the Marines. We go and we put our checkpoints there. I mean, we're sitting there with machine guns waiting, and they still would get in the shootouts with us. But anyway, so, and I'm thinking about, what about that officer, male or female, that walks up to that car? I'm glad to hear is that there's two of you after a certain length, a certain time, and especially in some of the areas out here, because that to me would just be really dangerous instead of just being semi-dangerous at that point. What would you say, and let you brag on yourselves here, what would you say is the most spectacular or the biggest thing that you all have done that's really helped our community here in the last year? It doesn't have to be like I'm just throwing this out there. It doesn't have to be like a drug bust or anything, but you did say it's safety has gotten better. You've had less terrible accidents out there and everything.
Well, on my end, I think just getting the officers out and focusing on what we believe are the issues in the area around the county has been what's been our success. So we're getting the information is getting out there, and I think that people know that you can't mess around in a car in Shasta County.
Well, that's great. We just had a chat room person saying he was a law enforcement officer in Florida, and said that when they pulled him over at night, he got on a loudspeaker, made everybody get out of the car on the right hand side. Everybody. So I don't think you can do that here, can
you?
Yeah,
we can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't do it normally because, like I said, traffic's dangerous too, and you don't need four civilians standing out on the side of the freeway.
Especially if they're all drunk. Yeah, I could just see where that one was going. Yeah. They run in circles around the car thinking they're getting away.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We've got our own captain of the and head of the Redding Area California Highway Patrol and the public information officer with us. We're going to come back on our last segment.
And when we come back, I want to find out what's the weirdest thing you've seen this year. KCNR 1460.
The 65th Annual Redding Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Redding Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Last segment of the day here, 8:54. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned and family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
We thank our California Highway Patrolmen so much for helping keep our our streets safe and being able to find the guys that are going to come and help us in a place of emergency. So I'd like to thank Officer Redding as well as our Captain Flavin. Thank you for being with us. We were talking about programs. Weirdest things you've ever seen. Come on. You pull somebody over and you think, have you ever seen somebody like driving naked?
close.
We get those calls.
Oh, you get those calls. Yeah. Okay, so seriously, what is the strangest, not that that's weird, but I mean, what's the, just off, you know, in your, I'm sure when you guys sit around and, you know, have a beer and a barbecue, you talk about, oh, you're not going to believe, blah, blah, blah. Wait, what's the weirdest thing you've seen that you could say on the air?
I'll give you one I've heard. We have a dispatch center in our office, and we dispatch for several counties, and this woman called in, and the reason for her 911 call was that she had swallowed a bug.
That was it?
That was it, yeah. She'd swallowed a bug, and she expected us to send a unit down to, I don't know what to do with it, but, you know, those kind of calls come in all the time.
That's not you pulling somebody over?
No.
Okay. No. Or walking into a room and finding something strange?
Officer Redding, I mean, did you already
say that the lips are sealed? There's nothing we're going to do.
Have you ever thought that maybe that they, you know, when they're out there doing their job, is that these things don't happen to everybody? They're not like us that strange things happen as we're driving by
on a regular basis.
And you look over at the car next to you and you go, oh my God, I didn't know they could drive like that. You know, those kind of things. I guess not.
No, okay. They don't do that in front of the black and white normally.
That's true. You know, okay, we've got like 5 minutes left. What do you want people? How do you want people to drive? What do you want people to be thinking about when they're out there on the road?
You know, we have a safety program going on right now, and one of the tenets is called WIN, W-I-N, and it's what's important now. And, you know, if the public went and put that into practice, I think we'd alleviate a lot of the problems. Is it important to be driving 10, 20 miles over the speed limit? Do you have to drive that fast in the rain or whatever? Do you have to take that text right then? It's what's important now. What's important now is you driving, is you getting where you need to be and getting to your family, friends, whatever it is that you're doing. But I think if people just kept that in mind, is this really what I need to be doing?
Yeah, right, is this now really important to
yeah
do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. You know, I think if everybody thought about that, not just driving, yeah, you might have a, you know, better lifestyle.
Well, I have a question too when it comes to children's seats. It's something that you've done in the past as far as checking to make sure that it's installed correctly in the back seat. And rules and regulations have changed about that. You have a comment?
I was just going to say we're having a child safety seat event at the Mount Shasta Mall next Saturday.
Fabulous.
From 10 to 2.
From 10 to 2. So what happens is somebody will say, have a new child, or maybe the laws have changed or the regulations have changed about what's appropriate now. I mean, because it's switched positions in the last how many years, where now the child has to face the back away from the driver or in the middle of the back seat. I'm not sure, but installations and all those rules and regulations you'll be able to find out next weekend at Mount Shasta Mall.
Sure. Or they can call our office or even come by our office at any time, and we'll be happy to take a look at their seats. But we will have that event at the mall Saturday, 10 to 2. Bring your child seat and child, and we'll be more than happy to take a look and make sure it's installed properly.
What's the average age? When can a kid actually sit in the front seat?
8 years old.
8.
What do you do with road rage? You're driving down the road, and you have... Not you, but there's somebody that's got road rage for whatever reason. How do you handle that one?
We stop them. If there's a violation, obviously we stop them for the violation and cease the activity. We have had times when road rage has been a major problem all around the state, and that's been a focus. So road rage pops up every once in a while as a major trend in and around the state, and the officers are looking for it. If you've got road rage so bad that it's showing, you're breaking a law somewhere, and more than likely we're gonna stop you and take care of it.
Well, what about if somebody's doing it to you? Do you just call 911 right then? This guy is chasing me or something like that?
I have, yeah.
Okay, somebody's doing something because to me, and I just call 911, and somebody will give us directions at that point.
Yeah, if it's an unsafe action, mm-hmm, call 911, and we'll get a unit out there. Mark mentioned coming by our office or calling our office. Anybody that has questions, feel free to call our office or stop by. We're more than happy to tell them anything they need to know.
And what in your phone numbers?
242-3200.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you. Any last-minute thoughts here on,
and literally it is, last-minute thought on telling people to drive safer?
You know, I would ask anybody that's on social media, check out our Facebook, and there's a lot of things in there talking about driving safely and all the different programs.
Well, wait a minute. The captain told me to check this out. Not now.
Well, thank you for being our guest today, both our captain and our officer of the week, of the year. We appreciate
that's
that.
That's right. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be down at Haven Humane with a remote. We're going to be going through Haven Humane the whole time. I think they're going to be doing all types of stuff down there we're going to be involved in. That's tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. History made in American sports. An NBA player announcing that he's gay. Fox News Radio's Dave Anthony has this live.
Lisa, Jason Collins was never an NBA star, but he's on the cover of the next Sports Illustrated, the first player in any of the major pro sports to come out as openly gay. Former President Bill Clinton calls it an important moment for professional sports and the LGBT community. He says Chelsea went to Stanford with Collins and they were friends. A 34-year-old free agent center who played for six teams, Collins was once engaged to a woman and says he always kept telling himself the sky was red, but always knew it was blue. Collins also says if he had his way, someone else would have come out gay before him. But nobody has, so he's raising his hand, Lisa.
Dave, the NBA commissioner David Stern has just released a written statement saying Collins has been a widely respected player and teammate throughout his career and that he's proud Collins has, quote, assumed the leadership mantle on this very important.